Blog Talk Radio.
This kitten got your tongue tied in my pussy. Spit it out, 'cause I'm dying for company. That I want it, you know that I can take it to the next level, baby. If you want this goodness, thicker than the remix, baby, let me blow your mind tonight. I can take it no more. Never felt like this before. Come on, get me on the floor. DJ, what you waiting for? Oh.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to All You Need to Know Radio. I am your host, John Hollywood. Tonight, President Trump could be impeached by the U.S. House. The U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi says they do have the votes to impeach the president. Do they have the votes, and will the Senate have the guts to actually remove him from office? Hear a brand new poll that just came out today and find out where America stands. Everybody, and that will be breaking news. Let's listen to Nancy Pelosi and how she talks about impeaching the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, for abusing his power in office.
For the past several months, we have been investigating in our committees and litigating in the courts so the House can gather all the relevant facts and consider whether to exercise its full Article I powers, including a constitutional power of the utmost gravity, approval of articles of impeachment. And this week, the president has admitted to asking the president of Ukraine to take actions which would benefit him politically. The actions of the Trump presidency revealed the dishonorable fact of the president's betrayal of his oath of office, betrayal of our national security, and betrayal of the integrity of our elections. Therefore, today, I'm announcing the House of Representatives moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry. I'm directing our six committees to proceed with their investigations under that umbrella of impeachment inquiry. The president must be held accountable. No one is above the law. Getting back to our founders.
Hello, YouTubers. If you're watching this, it means you've checked out our channel, so thank you. Now do me a favor, subscribe by clicking on that button.
And however, what Nancy Pelosi is saying is very true. No one is above the law, including this worthless-ass president. So let's get to the show. This is All You Need to Know Radio. My microphone keeps falling and it's driving me crazy, but that's okay. This is All You Need to Know Radio, heard exclusively on Blog Talk Radio with your host, John Riley Hollywood, and it starts right now.
Thank you.
without it, life is a wasted time. Look inside your heart and I look inside mine.
Welcome to No Radio. I am your host, John Riley Hollywood. And tonight we're going to be discussing President Donald J. Trump is in the fact of an impeachment inquiry. If he's actually impeached, he'll only be the fourth president in U.S. history for the actual impeachment to happen. Now, I believe there's only one president that has actually been impeached from the House and the Senate. I have a feeling Donald Trump will also, because of the fact the evidence against him is so disgusting, it's so above approach, the fact that Donald Trump really offered and withheld aid that had been approved by the United States Congress for almost $400 million, which Ukraine needed desperately because Russia was attacking them. But Trump said, quote, "Do me a favor, though." And I'll never forget this because Chris Christie said on Good Morning America the day before that as long as Donald Trump doesn't say, "Do me a favor," he should be okay. However, those were some of the first words out of Donald Trump's mouth because Donald Trump just doesn't learn. He once again, just like the Speaker of the House said, he believes he's above the law. Well, he's not. No one is above the law, period. And it's just sad. Real quick, let's remind you, the show is brought to you tonight by Woolridge & Nunn, 972-863-9592. That's Woolridge & Nunn. If you guys have any problems in personal injury law, man, give them a call. Real estate business transactions, as well as real estate litigation, and really any kind of litigation. These guys are take no prisoners in court. 972-863-9592. Also, let me take this time to let you know Copperhead has on assignment and will not be on the show again tonight. So he sends his best regards to all of our listeners. He is on assignment, and I can't wait to hear his story or what he'll talk about next week. So, Donald Trump, is he above the law, guys? Go and tell us what you think. Please, go to allyouneedtoknowradio@gmail.com and let us know. Do you consider the President of the United States above the law? Here's Trump's response.
Democrats reportedly are planning to issue a wave of subpoenas in their
Thank you, Fox News.
President Trump
That's something
says
I thought I would never
he
say.
Would cooperate if he gets a fair shake and predicts that the fight will end up before the nation's highest court.
We wrote a letter yesterday and probably ends up being a big Supreme Court case. Maybe it goes a long time. I don't know. But the Republican Party has been treated unbelievably badly and unfairly by the Democrats.
Joining me now, former federal prosecutor Robert Ray, who served as independent counsel during the Whitewater investigation. Robert, good to see you today.
Nice to be with you.
Nice, or rather new developments today in terms of Democrats now calling for a full vote on the House and saying what they'll do if they don't get the witnesses that they need. I'll play a little bit of that, but first I just want to get your reaction to the news.
I think that there's merit in that. I've been saying for a long time they're positioned legally in the cases that are pending before, mostly before the district court in the District of Columbia, would be enhanced if there was an impeachment vote in the House, because the case law seems to suggest that they'll have, obviously, additional factual ammunition to be able to say it's the action of the entire body and precedent that will allow them a better argument to get access for, among other things, to grand jury material.
All right. So the most vocal voice on this so far is Congressman Garamendi of California, who called for that full House vote, saying that Speaker Nancy Pelosi definitely has the votes to get impeachment inquiry through the House, and it opens up the legal process to making it fair. But then he issued a threat to those witnesses that do get called. He says he has a solution if they don't talk.
I think it's time to call in the Sergeant-at-Arms, march them off to our little jail, which we do happen to have in one of the rooms of the Capitol, and let them sit there and cool off for a while. I would use the full power, and among that is this question of inherent rights of the Congress to hold people. I think we ought to be prepared to go all out on this.
Wow. Putting witnesses behind bars if they won't talk. What is that? How does that play legally?
I don't know, because that's a, I mean, I don't want to suggest that that's an idle threat, but on the other hand, the executive branch has far more resources at its disposal.
Like what?
In terms of protecting witnesses. If the executive branch doesn't want to deliver up witnesses to the Congress, I mean, you know, look, the executive branch has the FBI. It has all the resources of all the executive departments.
What about the U.S. Supreme Court? The president saying it could end up there.
On portions of this, he may well be right. There are issues about, for example, access to grand jury material.
Mm-hmm.
That particular issue is actually the subject of a pending petition before the United States Supreme Court that may result in the Supreme Court reviewing that issue. There are issues currently pending with regard to access to the president's tax returns,
mm-hmm.
in connection with, you know, directly and then also indirectly regarding the emoluments cases that are pending before three circuit courts in the United States, any one of which may ultimately be ripe eventually,
mm-hmm.
For review by the Supreme Court. So the president is right in part about that. There are issues about the pendency of this impeachment inquiry and the efforts by the House of Representatives that may well land before the Supreme Court.
Right, and we know with the new appointments on the Supreme Court what that could look like politically for the president. We don't have tea leaves at this point.
Yeah, nor do we know when, in fact, that would actually make it there. I mean, even
That's
if these
true.
Things are dealt with on an emergency basis, you know, you have to say to yourself, well, how long would that take before there would actually be a decision in connection with those matters?
Democrats saying that this impeachment inquiry, all tipped off by that phone call between our president and Ukraine's president, this hitting the Associated Press wires just moments ago. The Ukrainian president says he's not sure that he would tell his aide to testify inside the United States. Are the Democrats running out of witnesses at this point? That would be a witness.
Well, of course, and that may well be the result. I mean, Congress has no power to compel a witness who is a Ukrainian national and works for the Ukrainian government to simply get on a plane and come to Washington to testify before a House committee. Only if Ukraine voluntarily delivered that person up to the United States would the House have any, you know, exercise any ability or jurisdiction over that individual to testify.
All right. Robert Ray, always good to have you.
Thanks for having me, Harris.
Thank you.
Okay. Something I thought I would never say on my radio career. Thank you, Fox News. Now, this is Donald Trump addressing the press.
Eastern District. Keir, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi explained why she's bringing formal impeachment inquiry proceedings forward. Let's listen to some of what she said before your question.
Therefore, today, I'm announcing the House of Representatives moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry. I'm directing our six committees to proceed with their investigations under that umbrella of impeachment inquiry.
Now, how is this any different than the House Judiciary Committee inquiry launched by Jerry Nadler? How is this separate from that?
Well, it's certainly separate and different as a political matter, because now Nancy Pelosi is saying it. What it makes it important is, in a court proceeding, if there is an official impeachment inquiry going forward, that opens the door to certain grand jury information, to the release of grand jury information, and it may help the Democrats get some of the underlying material of the Mueller investigation.
So all of these things that Democrats have been stonewalled for in the past, there have been many, many things that they have asked for. The president's tax returns, you know, more information regarding the Mueller report's process, all of these things that they have not been given. Will that open the door to these things? Could we see the president's tax returns as a result of this?
It creates an argument. It helps the Democrats to create an argument in court that if those things are being shielded by grand jury secrecy, they shouldn't be, because there's an exception to the grand jury rules in an official impeachment inquiry. But I think the bigger question here is the Constitution gives the House the sole power of impeachment. And so we're on potentially two tracks now. One is this sort of these court proceedings to get more information, to get to help these investigations along. But the other proceeding is the political proceeding under the Constitution. The Constitution doesn't say a whole lot. It says the House has the sole power of impeachment. What does that mean? We have a couple of historical data points. You've talked about them already, President Johnson, President Nixon, President Clinton. But I think the fact that the Speaker of the House is indicating a willingness now to take these investigations and these questions to a more formal level is politically significant, certainly.
But then, of course, if the House agrees on impeachment, it then goes to the Senate.
Correct.
And the Senate has to vote on it.
Correct. If articles of impeachment are voted out of the House, then the Senate sits as a trial as jurors, and a two-thirds vote is required to remove the president from office.
And we know that in this political climate, that is highly unlikely, not impossible, but highly unlikely. So what is the end result here then for Democrats?
Well, that's hard to know. In an earlier segment, Bernie Sanders was on tape and he said, you know, look, I'm old fashioned. Before I say how I'm going to vote, I want to see the evidence. I want to see what the charges are and what the evidence is. There's undoubtedly an uphill battle that would be faced by any House that impeached a sitting president. But, I think the proof is we're going to have to see the proof.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have we've talked about them earlier. We have these allegations now potentially of the president using his office corruptly for help in the upcoming election. They're merely allegations at this point, but if they're proven true, I think that should cause any person who reasonably cared about democracy to think very, very hard about whether that should be approved.
So is there anything now that could block this process from going forward?
Sure. Mitch McConnell, just as there's very little that's said about what it means to impeach somebody in the House, there's very little that's said about the trial in the Senate. The Senate, under the Constitution, has the sole power to try impeachments. Mitch McConnell, as the leader of the Senate or the Senate itself, could simply vote to dismiss the articles of impeachment and not even consider them. In the prior impeachments that we've seen, there's been an effort to kind of set the rules. Senators have decided what evidence they want to hear, how they want to hear it. So it's not like a court trial. It's not like what I've been trained to do. It's a really unique animal.
So it sounds like, because there haven't been too many impeachment proceedings in this country, you can count them on one hand, each one is a little different.
Yes.
And the rules are sort of set as you go to some extent.
Absolutely. You see that if you study the Andrew Johnson impeachment, there's a great book out about that now called The Impeachers, written by Brenda Wineapple. She's an author that's done a historical study. It's a well-written book.
It will be a great read right now.
A great read right now. Her timing is everything.
Yeah.
Just published. And you see in that effort that there was a lot of negotiation and giving.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to All You Need to Know Radio. I am your host, John Riley Hollywood. Now we're going to be joined by the sponsors of this radio show, Warwards and Nunn. Guys, if you need any help legally in the practices that they specify in and they're champions at, are personal injury, real estate business transaction, guys, if you have any real estate transactions that you are not 100% sure about, call these guys at 972-863-9592. Real estate transactions, any kind of litigations, these guys are take no prisoners in the courtroom, and they are part of our Best in Justice segment, which we're getting ready to do. And let's welcome Hunter Nunn and Amos Warwrench with Warwrench and Nunn to the show. Good evening, guys.
How you doing, John? This is Amos. It's a pleasure to be on again.
Absolutely.
Good
Hunter,
evening,
you there?
John Hollywood. I'm here.
Yes, sir. All right. So, guys, let's talk about all the crazy stuff that's been going on this week. President of the United States stands a very good chance of being impeached. We've talked about this for a few months. Almost, you made a prediction. You really think he will be impeached. Have your thoughts or anything changed with all the craziness is the best way I can describe our poor country we're going through.
The short answer is no. I still predict that the House of Representatives is likely to vote on articles of impeachment sometime within the next 2 to 6 months. They are obviously moving fast with some of the subpoenas that have been issued, including to Lev Parnas and Igor Forman and Rick Perry today, all pretty important figures in the new Ukraine scandal. I also think that public perception of the impeachment inquiry and public support for the ultimate removal of Donald Trump appears to be trending towards that very thing. New polling came out today from Fox News, of all places, that 55% of people that Fox polled stated they supported the impeachment of Donald Trump. So that's definitely a change from where we were as little as a month ago.
And 51% want him impeached, or want him actually removed from office.
Removed. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's definitely changing. And, you know, real quick, listeners, Trump's impeachment now, the White House tried to lock down. This is all based off of one phone call. Who would have thought one phone call Trump could have fucked up so much? All he simply did was talk on the phone, and that's what he does, and he thinks he's such a great negotiator, and he thinks he does it the best. One phone call, he makes so many mistakes in that phone call, and it's so apparent, even if you're a five-year-old child, that when you say, do me a favor while I'm holding weapons over your head, you're abusing the power of your office. What do you say, Hunter?
Yes, I think he is. I think that's pretty obvious at this point with what he offered, or whatever operative word you want to use, what he proposed to Ukraine. Yes, I think he is abusing his power.
Is it enough to impeach him? Is it a high crimes and misdemeanor?
I think it is. And, you know, generally with a high crime, you're talking about a crime committed by somebody who's in a position of public authority or power. I think that's certainly going to apply to the President of the United States, who's probably the most powerful man in the free world, if not in the world. So, you know, this is a high crime. And I think, you know, when you're talking about the theft of money, you know, and what it appears to me is that the president, under color of his office, attempted to take money that was congressionally appropriated for a particular purpose and obviously do something other than the purpose for which Congress allocated that money. You know, we've talked about this before, that I think the Constitution is clear. You know, the president's job is to, on a very basic,
go ahead, buddy.
On a very basic level, I think the Constitution is clear that the president's job is to carry out the orders and acts of Congress. And if Congress is saying, we're going to allocate this money for this purpose, then for a sitting president to withhold that money that's been allocated for foreign aid to Ukraine, and then to tell a Ukrainian foreign sovereign official, we're not going to give that money to you unless you agree to investigate one of my potential opponents in the upcoming election. Yes, that is a high crime in my opinion. And, you know, regardless of the cause of action, criminally speaking, the charge, if you will, that it fits into, which I think would probably be either money laundering or embezzlement or something to that effect. But whatever it is, yes, it's criminal. It's unconstitutional, and it's criminal, in my opinion.
And so Hunter came across that explanation very easy and simply, almost. Why can't people in the Senate or people talking on TV be that simple? Hunter, you need to go on TV and explain it to people because they're not getting it.
I agree that Hunter should go on TV and explain it to people. Why don't you tell the people who own the TV to do that?
Yeah, Anderson, listen to me. Call me.
Right? Anderson's day. So the thing that Hunter was saying is accurate political analysis of, I mean, it's really legal analysis of a political situation, but your question is why doesn't the Senate see that? And it's because of their political opportunism and, frankly, their bending the knee, kissing the ring of Donald Trump, who's behaving like a fascist. You know, his legal argument that blew away a federal judge this week was that grand jury materials should not be turned over to the Congress in an impeachment inquiry, which was the ruling of the Supreme Court in United States versus Nixon. It was 9-0. It was obviously correctly decided at that time. And Donald Trump's lawyers this week argued to a federal court that that was wrongly decided, that Donald Trump shouldn't have the grand jury materials turned over to Congress. It's ridiculous.
You know, I would think that Donald Trump would have some of the best attorneys in the world, and they seem to be very, very ignorant of the actual law.
Well, it's hard when you don't have, you know, there's an old adage in legal practice. If you have the facts, argue the facts. If you have the law, argue the law. If you have neither, pound the table and flip it over. They have neither. Neither the facts nor the law are on their side. It's pretty much an obvious case of several different crimes, including obstruction of justice. And it's appropriate for the Senate to convict, but they're not going to do it because Mitch McConnell's a coward.
Say that again, please.
I said it's appropriate for the Senate to convict, but they're not going to do it because Mitch McConnell's a coward.
Adam Schiff has just, this is breaking news from All You Need to Know Radio. Adam Schiff and his committee have just subpoenaed, I think it's our energy secretary. I don't even think he knew what that was when he was running for president. Rick Perry has now been subpoenaed. Hunter, you think you'll show up?
No, I don't.
What do you think, Almost? You think you'll show up?
Probably not.
I am blown away by that. As far as I know about subpoenas, you can file motions to quash them and things like that, but you just can't not show up. If you heard in the opening when you guys first came on, they're really considering, and they're not bullshitting here. They're seriously considering sending the sergeant at arms to arrest these people. Hunter, are they valid in doing so? And this is your closing argument.
Absolutely. They should be remanded to the custody of the United States Marshal Service. And the problem we're having is when you have somebody who doesn't comply with a subpoena and doesn't make an objection in the right way legally, which none of these people are doing, yes, then you should enforce the subpoena. And we've talked about this before. You know, at some point, something's going to have to give here. And if Congress is going to issue these subpoenas and say, yes, this is the evidence we want, these are the witnesses we want, and this is the testimony that we want to determine whether there's an impeachable offense and whether they're going to try to move forward on an impeachment, they're going to have to put their money where their mouth is. And when President Trump and the executive branch say, no, we're not going to allow these people to testify, Congress is going to have to say, well, all right then. If you're going to take a hardline stance on it, we're going to enforce these subpoenas, and we're going to hold you in contempt. They've got to do it. It's that simple.
All right, and Hunter, thank you so much for joining us this week. You're welcome to drop off now. We'll see you next week. Listen to Almost, this is your closing argument. I want to know,
sir,
do you think the Senate will impeach him, or do you think they'll pass on the – I know they've got to have the trial, but do you think they'll actually remove him from office?
The honest truth, John, is I think he will resign prior to a trial in the Senate. but that's not going to happen for about 7 to 8 months, and it'll happen about 3 or 4 months prior to the United States presidential election.
Hold on, Amos. Hold on. All right, here on All You Need to Know Radio, our legal scholar, legal expert, Amos Wohlwrench, just made a prediction about what the Senate will do to the sitting president, the sitting duck president of the United States. Repeat that, please, sir.
I think that Donald Trump is likely to resign in between 5 to 7 months from now.
I agree with you. I think he'll make a deal to get all of his family immunity, because I'm hearing his daughter is about to be indicted in New York by the New York Attorney General. Keep in mind, and I know you guys are aware of this, Donald Trump has no veto or no
pardon.
What's the word that he does?
Pardon.
What does he do when he forgives somebody?
He has no jurisdiction.
He has no jurisdiction, but there's a word that he does.
He
immunity.
Does not pardon. Okay, yeah, there you go.
He can't give immunity to his daughter on a state case.
Mm-hmm. No.
So that's what I'm hearing. So I agree with you, Amos.
Can I actually make another point? I want to amplify and more forcefully explain Hunter's position. So the word subpoena is a Latin word, and sub is below, and pena is penalty. That means when you issue a subpoena, you are issuing it under penalty of law. The purpose of a subpoena is that it is enforceable. So, you know, Adam Schiff and Elliot Engel and Gerald Nadler and Elijah Cummings need to put their money where their mouth is and do something to enforce the subpoenas. I personally, Mr. Amos Wohlwrench, have a meeting with Congressman Mark Vesey, a Democrat who represents me in the House of Representatives of the United States, and I'm going to tell him exactly that if Mr. Mark Vesey got up on CNN or whatever and said that he supported the enforcement of a subpoena through fining or jailing people like Corey Lewandowski and Mike Pompeo who are in contempt of Congress, then that would make international news and be good politics. So I'm in full support of Hunter's argument, but just to amplify it, I want to say that the whole purpose of a subpoena is its enforcement. And I want the United States House of Representatives, under the leadership of Nancy Pelosi, to put their money where their mouth is and actually enforce the subpoena.
100% agree. They need to put up or shut up. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us. We are out of time this week, and we will see you next
week.
Thank
you, John.
All right, guys. Thanks, have John. A good evening. Guys, that's the legal experts and take no prisoner attorneys in law in the courtroom. Wohlwrench and Nunn, 972. Hold on. We got to get to that number again. I just popped down off my computer. 972-863-9592. That's 972-863-9592. Hunter, thank you for joining us. Amos, thank you for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, please make sure you go on our on-demand and listen to the show I did at 4 a.m. this morning about Hillary Clinton. And yes, America owes her an apology. Everyone take care of each other. And remember, keep reaching for the stars, because that's where it all begins. Let no one take your dreams away. Good night. Realize that compression is